B-Pod Studios.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
Hey, I love y'all. I listen to y'all religiously.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show on KISS 95.1.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah, today's October 2nd, 2022. Cold out to start your day. I mean,
Did you say it's October 2nd?
No, October 4th.
Okay. It was like you took me back a couple days.
No, we're going forward.
All right.
It's October 4th, 2022. Cold outside, like 48 degrees. So bundle up. But don't worry, temperatures will be in the upper 70s today. And like producer Nicole and I were walking in together this morning and she's like, it's going to be near 80 on Friday. I said, yeah, but the lows are still in the 40s.
I know, but like a 30 to 40 degree swing, like that's insane.
I know. So you're warm in the afternoon and then you're chilly at night. But we'll keep you nice and cozy and warm here on the Manny and Laurent Morning Show. Don't worry about that. I'm excited for today.
What's today for you?
Well, today we're all going to go out to lunch. We haven't done a show lunch in a long time where all of us get together and go out. But there's no excuse for anyone to bail out on today's show lunch that we didn't plan. Because today is National Taco Day. Today is Taco Tuesday. It is the legit National Taco Day. It's Taco Tuesday, and I demand that the three of us go get lunch at the taco shop close to here.
Do you really want to be, like, close enough to sit next to me at a table? Like, we're a good distance in here, but both of my kids are pretty sick.
I'll drink a margarita. That'll kill any germs that come through. I'll have a stiff margarita. So today is National Taco Day, and it's on Taco Tuesday, which is fun. Hey, by the way, I want to tell you guys later on in the show.
Sorry, let me just go back for a second. Do you remember the first Taco Tuesday any of us ever went to when I brought Woofer in the stroller?
Yes.
And you guys tortured me for like,
holy
I don't know,
cow.
10 years.
Roy and I almost died laughing. I think I did die laughing when she was pushing her dog in the stroller.
Well, Woofer, it was a Boca dog. He was a Florida dog.
It was a very Florida thing to push your dog in a stroller.
It was. And in Florida, that is just a typical, normal thing. And when I moved here, didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
Until my until I read a room.
read the room. We were embarrassed to be walking with you while you were pushing your dog.
And I just rolled up like it was no big deal. Didn't say anything. And they were like, can we talk about the stroller? Because you don't have any kids. I'm like, oh, it's my dog.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Yeah. And the dog's all snuggled in.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole, you walked dogs for a long time. And did you ever have to push a dog in a stroller?
I have never had to do that. No.
Have you ever seen a dog pushed in a stroller?
I have. My best friend has Frenchies and a pug. And once the pug got older, so when they would go hiking, like to different trails and stuff, but not like in the city.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, you know what? In hindsight, I feel bad because Woofer needed the fresh air, and he couldn't keep up with us.
Although, no, I know.
Roy could have walked him. They would have been fine together walking at that pace, but yeah, it's funny. But I was going to share with you guys this morning that I went out to get food last night, but I want to spend more time on it. But the one thing that I will share with you is, I don't know what the deal is. It's weird out there right now. Like, if you want a service or you want something done, for some reason, the workforce isn't around. Like,
what are you? You're talking about like restaurants, like when you to sit down somewhere, or you go to takeout.
Last night was a takeout place that I wanted to get food from, and like I said, I'll go into depth in the story later because I did talk to the manager about it, but he's like, yeah, dude, we are running so far behind right now. And I was like, wow, slam with orders. He goes, nope, don't have anybody to work.
Oh.
So somebody didn't show up. No call, no show, no nothing. And I'm like, that's so annoying. He goes, this happens all the time. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, when can we get that straightened out?
I don't know.
You know?
I mean, people are just choosing like their mental health, quality of life, like what they want to do over the financial side of things now.
No doubt. There's got to be a happy medium, though.
Yeah.
Like, companies can't rely on employees to be miserable on a daily basis, but yet you can't. Like, in order to make the world go round and in order for me to get the food that I want, I need you to be there. You know what I mean? It's like the bus driver deal. Remember?
Yeah.
I'm all ticked off because I can't get the bus stop close to my house anymore. That went away in the pandemic, and now there's one bus stop in my neighborhood, and it's at the top of the, by the clubhouse.
But you could become a bus driver.
That's what they said. And they're like, we've upped the minimum wage. You could consider becoming a bus driver. I got a radio show. It'd be really embarrassing.
I wonder if you could just drive a bus in the afternoon.
Yeah, but it would be, I mean, like, I think I'm above that because it would be embarrassing for me to drive a bus and then interview Jax in our intimate. I gotta go pick up bus 782 and go pick up a bunch of kids.
I don't know. Listen.
There's a certain level of glamour and celebrity to this job, and I need to be there.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth for you.
You know what I'm talking about. You were a dancer for the Dolphins. You were... Miss Pennsylvania. Miss Pennsylvania is not driving a bus. You'll push a dog in a stroller, but you're not driving a bus. Not that there's anything wrong with bus drivers. Listen, if I didn't have this job, I would do it.
Well, I was just going to say, I think Cash, like my older son, would kind of think it's cool if I picked him up on a bus from school at this point in his
career. Because that's your son.
I know, but then...
You going to pick up other kids?
Yeah, why couldn't you, like, do your whole route?
Why is Loren from the Manny and Loren show driving a bus? Shouldn't she be interviewing different
people? Also, the horns, flash of the lights. Who cares? Let's make it a party. A party bus. Want to get on my bus?
What about you? What's going on? Everybody's still sick?
Everyone's
is the au pair
sick.
Feeling better?
Yes. Au pair Kiara is feeling better. She was up and at him yesterday and helping me with two sick boys.
Good. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we got a ton to do today. If you missed it, teachers, we're going to tell you how you can... win a house on Lake Norman coming up here in just a little bit. Plus, we've got $1,000 for you. We want to pay your bills for you so you can use your money elsewhere to splurge on different things. So we do that at 8 a.m. this morning. We kiss your bills goodbye. And along the way this morning, we're going to put you into the running to come hang with us in an intimate performance by Jax, who sings Victoria's Secret. That's this Sunday. And the Panthers game is late, so we have Jax scheduled to perform like around 12. And then, you know, we'll watch the Panther game. So, all right, lots to do on a Tuesday. And, of course, we got Charlotte's Secrets at 8:05. In the Red Morning Show, all the hits, Kiss 95.1. Yesterday at 6:50, for those teachers who are listening now, maybe you got out of your car and you didn't hear what we're doing. We made a big announcement, Lorraine.
We did. We want to give you a little staycation. We know you're teacher tired. So Southern Charm is teaming up with us to give you a staycation on Lake Norman.
It's so cool. Just head to kiss951.com right now for your chance to win a house on Lake Norman. You get a 4-day, 3-night getaway at a luxury Lake Norman Southern Charm Retreat. We love these guys. Loren and I have rented with Lake Norman's Southern Charm before.
And the house is awesome, by the way. It sleeps a ton of people. It's right on the water. It's a dock. There's a fire pit. There's a game room. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Remember the last time you rented a place and we made friends with the people down the hill from us?
Yeah.
And they ended up coming over for dinner?
Of course I do.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So thanks so much, Southern Charm Retreats, for helping us help a teacher. Right now, head to kiss951.com. If you're a student or you're someone that works in the office, let teachers know this. Of course, if you're someone that works in the office, you also qualify to get this home. 4-day, 3-night getaway, Lake Norman. Teachers can win a home right now at kiss951.com. It's our way of saying thank you 1 month into the school semester.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss95.1.
Yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, Loren, we turned our attention to Florida. So many of our coworkers and people behind the scenes work at our headquarters in Naples and live in the Fort Myers, Cape Coral area.
Yep.
And so yesterday we talked to our CEO, Caroline Beasley, on the air, who told us firsthand how important it is to donate to the American Red Cross. We also talked to Tiffany from the American Red Cross, who said, listen, we're going to be here as long as we have to be here. And we are a signal of hope for a lot of people down here.
And there's, I mean, she said it. She's like, we don't have an end date. We just stay until we're not needed anymore.
And the crazy misconception about hurricanes is the minute the hurricane passes, like cleanup begins. And that's just not what happens.
No.
In fact, the waters are still rising in Florida.
Yeah, Central Florida is still dealing with floodwaters.
And I remember that from the terrible, terrible Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. The hurricane had passed, the sun was shining, and the city was still struggling because floodwaters were still rising, which is so crazy that that happens after the storm passes. But I wanted to read a couple text messages that we got. Someone said, I moved to Charlotte from Fort Myers in 2018 after Hurricane Irma. My family and friends described it as a total nightmare. My best friend had 4 feet of water in her house with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh.
She sent some pictures of what was happening inside the storm. And she said, this person went on to say, thank you so much for raising money. It is so important to help those people down in Florida. Got another message from someone that says, I live in Inglewood, Florida. We got hit hard by the hurricane. I haven't been able to listen, but I just got a notification on the app from Kiss that you guys are taking donations for Florida. I think that is so awesome. Thank you guys for thinking of us Floridians. Can't wait to catch up on all the shows on the app.
Aww.
You guys are amazing. So, listen, when you go to kiss951.com/donate, you're going to donate to the American Red Cross. And if you missed it, go listen to at least Tiffany's conversation with us yesterday around 8:30. She was fantastic. She said that when she walked into the room, everybody took a exhale and said, thank God the Red Cross is here.
Yeah. There are so many things that people need after a hurricane that, you know, you just don't think of, that we take for granted every day. A toothbrush,
yeah.
You know, towels, the clothes on your back. People had to walk out of their homes because, again, just like that texter, they had 4 feet of water and 2 kids, and they, you know, you can't stay in that environment.
Yeah.
So, you know, tarps to close up the roof damage that they have. And these are all things that what Florida needs right now.
So we don't have a number for you. Like when we do our Secret Santa, we have local people here that click up the numbers, but we do know that thousands of clicks happened yesterday at kiss951.com/donate, which is really good. Thousands is better than hundreds. And you can continue to still donate. Just go to kiss951.com/donate to help the people in Southern Florida. The Manny and Lorraine Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. Teachers, if you didn't hear us yesterday at 6:50 when we made the announcement, maybe you're not in the car then. Maybe you're about to get out of the car. You can head to kiss951.com and enter to win a house on Lake Norman. It's our way of saying thank you to the teachers after we help clear your list. And as Lorraine says, you are now teacher tired.
Yes. So, we know you're teacher tired, so yeah, you can go on the website, you can register right now, tell us what time you wake up, and you could wake up and win.
We haven't forgotten about you,
no.
And we want you to win this house thanks to our friends at Southern Charm on Lake Norman. Go check out the pictures of the beautiful house, too.
I just like the term teacher tired, because mm-hmm. I had not heard it before my first PTA meeting, and I was like, oh, I'm going to coin that.
Yeah, I love it. 4 days, 3 nights, take some time off and enjoy yourselves. So I told you yesterday that I went to get some takeout burgers. And when I got there, the person at the checkout counter says, we're running really behind. And I go, oh, you guys are slammed tonight. And she goes, no, unfortunately, we don't have enough people here.
Well, I feel like this has been an issue since the pandemic began, right? Like this is when the pandemic is when we started to see the change in people and like work habits.
It's like quiet quitting.
Well, I think quiet quitting is when you just hang out and do the bare minimum. So it's not quiet quitting.
Yeah, this wasn't even quiet quitting. This was, so I talked to the manager because I did order. I was like, all right, I'll wait. I'm not in a rush. So I ordered and then I talked to the manager who was like busting the tables and stuff. And I was like, dude, rough day, huh? He's like, man, I had 3 employees in the last 2 days. No call, no show. Like, what's the deal with that? Like, why even apply for a job then? If you're going to treat it like that, I don't know. I guess I'm a different breed, a different generation. I know.
Well, you know, and I'm not saying one way or the other if it's right or wrong, right?
No,
I'm
it's just wrong. What's right about not calling and not showing up?
There's nothing right about not calling or showing up. But a lot of these people, what they're doing is they're getting a job. But if something better presents itself, they're just going to go over here because this job pays more.
Well, you got to let those people know.
Hold on, because they don't feel like they owe it to anybody else. Kind of like you when you break up through text messages.
When I break up with somebody, when I used to date and I broke up with people on text messages, there wasn't a ripple effect.
Like, I didn't affect someone's meal. That person.
Yeah, it did, but I think it stopped there. That was the last domino to fall, unless she called a friend and wore her friend out about it.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe she didn't show up for work that day.
But when you don't show up to a job, like if you're a server or you work at a fast food place and you don't show up, you mess up the chain. I waited forever at Chick-fil-A the other day, longer than I'd ever waited. Chick-fil-A has it down. They can get you in, they can get you out. It's unbelievable. Not the other day, and I sat there and I didn't say anything, but I'm like, geez, I wonder if they're short-staffed. And I get if you don't want to show up to work, but to not call and to not show up at all.
That's where I get doing what's right for you. And if you find another job that pays more, by all means. But you still got to let somebody know so that you don't mess up their business and their life, too.
Yeah. When did you did anyone out there just not show up to work anymore? You just stopped going and you didn't even pick up your last paycheck? 704-570-9595. I remember when I was younger, I worked at a Dairy Queen. And one of the kids that trained me was supposed to come back on like a Tuesday and train me and never did. And I knew the family that owned the Dairy Queen. And they were like, he never came back for his paycheck. So just take it. Take his last paycheck. And it was like, you know, 2 months later.
Yeah.
I was like, great. Thank you.
Who's leaving money on the table, by the way?
Like, you hate the place where you worked so badly that you just decided you're not even going back to pick up the paycheck. Forget it. Keep it. I mean, my gosh. But you know I'm right. Like, you shouldn't just
Just ghost people. But I feel like that in dating. I feel like that in jobs. I feel like that in friendships. Like, I mean, that to me is just like, you know, when you're trying to be a good person, you don't just hang people out to dry.
I got another one for you.
Yeah.
Unrelated to quiet quitting or not showing up, but it's pretty funny. So I went to get bagels the other day and in the morning, and they're like, again, the guy's like short-staffed. And I was like, just sucks. He's like, yeah, well, there was a big party last night.
They all went together. They were all friends.
Audrey Kell High School. So I go, okay, so Audrey Kell had a huge party. I go, what's with the three kids back here? They're not so in such bad shape this morning. He goes, no, they're underclassmen. They didn't get invited. I was like, okay, aww, that makes sense.
Poor guys.
Diego in Charlotte says, in the welding world, we call this dragging it out. I guess just not working to your potential, okay. I guess. Someone said, I walked out of a job at a nursing home to go work in a hospital that was closer to home, got my check, but had to take the new job due to the orientation date. So I guess she couldn't do her last day on the job.
But I'm sure, did you still let them know?
I know, but then. So if somebody let this burger place last night know that I wasn't going to be there or three people weren't going to be there, then they could try and restaff it.
Right.
But when they're expecting you to come in, Laura said, when I worked in Walmart, it became a really toxic environment, so I got fed up and just stopped showing up, and the manager was calling me, even the store manager.
So you didn't even give them notice. You just walked.
So I asked, because I think this happens more than we actually think, where people just ghost their work.
I agree with that.
But the ripple effect, people, is unbelievable.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
I just read an article. Say is a quarter of Americans are lying.
Really?
Yeah. Because this article by FarmRich is saying that only 3/4 of Americans admit to getting hangry 5 times a week.
But 3/4 is a lot.
Yes.
That's almost everyone.
I would say everybody gets hangry.
I don't think I get hangry.
No, you do.
I don't get hangry. Mm. My wife gets hangry, and I know the times. 11:30, 4:30, and then, like, if we haven't eaten, 7:30-ish.
Okay. Well, it's funny that you said, like, specific times, because meal delay is the number one reason for people being hangry. As far as hanger outburst.
Yes.
21,000 hanger outbursts every year, according to this article.
The average person?
The average person. No. Oh. Just as a whole.
Oh, okay.
As a whole. And then, you know, the most common side effects, we'll call it, are anger, grumpiness.
Yep.
Impatience.
Yes.
And fatigue.
Yes. My wife simply does not eat enough, and she says it. My wife will say, Dean, get in the car. I don't want any questions. Ruby, get your shoes on. Steven, pick up your, get the car going. I'm hangry. I haven't eaten. Like, so she'll say it as a statement.
At least she identifies it, because I think most people don't know what's happening. They just are feeling the you know, the emotions of it right then and there. They're not like able to identify like, oh, I'm hangry, so I should probably eat something.
No, I eat plenty, so I'm not hangry. You know what? When I get a little tingle in my tummy and it goes up to my brain, it goes, go grab a pretzel rod. Go grab a bite of an apple. But I do it.
I bet if you asked your wife why she thinks she gets hangry, she probably is so busy during the day she forgets to eat.
Oh, doesn't have time to eat or
doesn't have time to eat.
And then lays it on us.
Yeah.
I can't help that you're hangry. Do you get hangry?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. But your wife is one step better than me because I don't even identify it. I just think I'm irritated with everybody. Like, if you ever hear me say, I hate everybody, just give me a snack and I can get through the day.
Someone texted in and said, my mom makes me eat before we go shopping together so I don't get mean.
Yeah.
Hanger is real.
Yeah. Some of the other reasons that people get hangry is not knowing what to cook, not having time to grocery shop, and being too busy in their schedule. And some people, listen to this. Ooh, I feel like this could be you, Manny. 28% of people admit to eating food that they have thrown out that is on top of the garbage can.
I've done that. I throw
28% of people are just like you.
Because you have throw out regret. So like I've thrown out a piece of pizza and it's been on top of the garbage and I go get it and I'm like, maybe I do want that slice. I did that with like a hamburger.
I love, there's a scene at the beginning of This Is 40 when they've got like a Sprinkles cupcake and they're like putting it in the sink and she's like, just throw it away. And he's like, no. I'm going to pour water on it and put all this food on it. And then like 10 minutes later, he goes back and like tries to eat around the soggy cupcake. I'm like, ugh.
I got a text that said, I get hangry all the time. My kids will say, Dad, you're being hangry again. Make sure you eat. Hanger is not a thing for me. Irritation is a thing for me. You know,
maybe if you had a snack when you were irritated, you wouldn't be irritated anymore.
No, it's different. Like I don't need, like, even if I have a full belly and I ask the kids to do something like three times and they don't do it, that gets me.
Okay, that's fair.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
So, I got a really weird text message. And I didn't respond to it because it clearly wasn't meant for me.
And you're wrong for that, but continue.
Okay, so Manny thinks I'm wrong. I put the text message up on our Instagram. So if you go to @TheMLMorningShow on our stories, you can see the text message and then vote whether I should respond or not. I don't think a response is probably needed, but...
You're wrong, but okay.
Okay. The text message says... It wasn't nice to meet you this weekend. I was like, did I meet anybody this weekend?
It wasn't nice to meet you, yeah.
Other than Kiara, and if she's texting me that, then we definitely have a problem. And then I get another text message a few minutes later that says, I meant it was nice to meet you this weekend. Your laugh is infectious.
Oh, my God, you did meet somebody.
No.
Your laugh is infectious.
I don't know about that. But I know I didn't meet this person this weekend. Like, this text message was clearly not meant for me. Which means that somebody gave person, guy or girl, don't know whether it's a guy or girl, the wrong number intentionally.
That's what you think.
Because they didn't want to go out on a date or see them again or, you know... So why would I respond to that?
Because I think you're wrong. I think the guy or gal accidentally put in a one digit wrong, and that's how it ended up with you.
As an accident, you think?
As an accident. Fat accidentally fingers. Mistyped it and put it in and sent it to you, which is why you should have responded, sorry, don't think this was meant for me. Then that person would have... the ability to go and find the right number, because right now that person goes, I had a great conversation with this person. I told her her lap was infectious. And now I'm not getting a response. I'm getting ghosted by this person when really they texted the wrong person. How, that's why I think you should have responded.
How the hell would the person figure out the right phone number? You think they're going to go through seven digits and try a different number in each digit? Like, you got to call it a wash at that point.
No, but maybe you go back and you look and you go, oh, you know what? I wrote down the wrong number. Or you get in touch with a friend. There has to be some way for them to figure out.
I don't know. I don't even
have the wrong person.
I don't even have an area code from this area. Like, my area code is from Boca Raton, Florida still. 10 years later. Never changing.
Here's what we want to do. First of all, you could call in and tell Loren, yes, she should respond. I agree with Mani. That you could say. We are not accepting anything other than, yes, you should respond.
Stop.
Number two, we want to hear about the people that accidentally texted you. 704-570-9595. What was the text that you got? And you're like, this isn't for me. Like, I didn't interview for, like, hey, congratulations, we're going to hire you for this job. Like, what?
I don't know if you remember this, but this isn't the first time this has happened to me. I was in somebody's phone. I guess they were like, there was like a Lauren and a Loren in somebody's phone. And they texted, and it was like, it must have been to his mistress. That's all I can say. Because it was spicy. Do you remember this?
Oh, kind of, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, do I respond to that at all? And that text message I did respond to and say, I think this is not meant for me.
Is your number 1-800-something? Is that why you get so many text messages? I mean, what is going on with you? I never get wrong texts.
The Mani and Loren Show on demand.
It's the Mani and Loren Morning Show. Talking about how bad Loren is for not texting back to this person who accidentally texted her.
No, somebody randomly texted me, and it clearly wasn't meant for me. It said, it wasn't nice to meet you this weekend. And then another text behind it that says, I meant it was nice to meet you this weekend. Your laugh is infectious. I didn't meet anybody this weekend.
But you should text back and say, sorry, wrong number, because this person thinks that they're being ghosted, but they never got the text message.
Maybe they are being ghosted intentionally.
Someone says, I think Ren is right, that they intentionally gave him the wrong number. But I agree with Mani that you should text back. At least let him know that he was ghosted.
I don't want to be the one to break the news.
Someone said, I was the sender, not the receiver. Last week, I Apple paid a stranger a good bit of money. Thank goodness for good people. Sent the money right back to me and said that I had the wrong number. Oof, I love that.
That's a good person. I'd have been like, sorry, wrong number. Keeping the money.
Someone says, I agree with Roy.
Roy?
Is Roy doing the show on the side? Maybe they mean Mani.
I think they mean Mani.
That's
Mani. Yeah. Mani's still here.
That's right. Let's see. Someone said,
we do miss Roy, though.
We do. Alexa says, I say, Loren, don't respond. There's all kinds of scammers that use random messages just to get people to respond.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
And when you do respond, they have your number.
You might be getting me into some stuff, Mani. Glad I didn't listen to you.
Good morning, Tammy. Welcome to the Mani and Loren Morning Show. How are you?
Good. Good morning, guys.
Tammy, did you send, receive? How?
I received, and it was horrible because it was 2 a.m. in the morning, sleeping with my husband, and my daughter was at the club that night, and a guy hit her up, wanted her number, and why she would give him my number instead of a fake number like we used to back in the day is beyond me. But I started getting these texts at 2 a.m., and I ignored them, but they were dinging all night, like ding, ding, ding. And so when I wake up, my husband's like, your phone's been going off all night. And so, you know, he's laying there with me, and I'm looking at my phone, and this dude says, hey, I need to see you now. And I'm like,
I'm sorry.
My husband's like, who is this? And so then we go to the next one. He sends a picture. Now, thankfully, it's fully dressed.
Your poor husband.
And you're proud of your daughter for blowing him off.
Well, I didn't even know it was my daughter. Like, at this point,
right.
I'm thinking somebody just, it's a wrong number. Somebody's confused. And then when I called my daughter and she tells me what happened, I'm like,
All makes sense.
World.
I love it. Thank you, Tammy. Loren, you're dying laughing at the husband.
I just feel bad for the husband because I can just imagine my reaction to seeing like a woman texting Dallas, yeah, like, I need to see you now, and then sending a picture. I'd be like, what the f-?
Nothing
what
he could say at that
here?
Point
no.
is going to get him out of
I'm
trouble.
I'm calling this person.
Steven and Charlotte, good morning. Steven, you texted us. Tell us your story real quick.
I did. Good morning, guys. So I was at work yesterday. I was out with one of my employees, and I got this random text message, and I'm not going to repeat the first part of it because we're on the radio, but she kept saying, I hate you, 3 times. And it, she was very upset, annoyed, and I'm like, I know this phone number because we've had this client in the past, and we've always gone out there. And so I was debating, should I respond? Should I not respond? So I did, and I was very nice about it. And she then called me, and she was like, I'm so sorry. That was for a family member.
And at that point, Steven, you're just a little curious about what happened, but you don't want to ask.
Right, but the good thing is we're going out there today, so I think we're going to ride with my tech to see and then maybe kind of get the scoop and the story behind it.
Yeah, tell you shared
just
it
curious.
On the, yeah. And Steven, just say,
I will give you guys a call.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I shared it on the Manny and Loren show this morning. You got to give us an update.
Right.
Nikki and Rock Hill, hey.
Hey.
So you were texting with your painter to get an estimate, and then what happened?
Well, I just said, can you get it for me by the end of the day? And it was like 10:30 at night, and he said, okay, I'll finish it up and send it to you. And then the next text from him, he said, everything and all of it, I want to pick you up by your rear, hold you while I'm explicitive, stand it up and watch you move. And I said, I think that was meant for someone else. And he said, hey, Jake, my bad, man. This woman wants to know what I'll do. And I said, I'm not Jake. He said, this is Nikki. And he was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
How drunk do you think he was that he, like, texted the wrong person, then thought it was somebody else, only to find out it was his client that he has to see the next day?
Exactly. Well, then I said, I don't know who Jake is. He's like, oh, he's another client. At least it was you. He can be funny about it. I'm like, I'm not really being funny about
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So was he a good painter? Did we ever find out?
Oh, I never found out.
If you call and ask for the extra special, you get the extra special while you paint. Thanks.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening to the show, Nikki. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show on the Hits, Kiss 95.1. Remember, if you're a teacher, you could win a home on Lake Norman. We are hooking you up with a 4-day, 3-night stay thanks to our friends at Southern Charm on a beautiful home on Lake Norman. Go check out the pictures and enter to win at kiss95.1.com. It's our way of saying thank you to the teachers after we cleared your list and now you're teacher tired. So we're talking about wrong voicemails and wrong text messages that came through because Loren got one yesterday or over the weekend.
Yeah, it was a text message that said, I don't have it in front of me right now, but it said, it wasn't nice to meet you. And then the next text message says, I mean, it was nice to meet you. Have an infectious laugh.
So it reminds me of a voicemail that went viral a couple of years ago where somebody left the wrong voicemail, but a hilarious voicemail on someone's phone. And then this started floating around. Listen to this.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So
this guy has no idea who any of these people are. This guy has misdialed the wrong number.
All right.
Well, I thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped him and turned him around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault.
Imagine getting
hold on.
I know, that's why this went viral. And I know what comes up next because I've listened to this 100 times, so I'm dying laughing.
He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face, and he's on his knee. She's getting out. She's beating him with an umbrella.
No.
Now the women are getting out, too. there's one woman with a little black person. She's tomahawking it, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. We got another woman that's
his laugh is infectious.
Does he not have the best laugh?
And then like he's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella. She's sticking it inside. Oh, there's another one that... It's a little woman. Looks like Mother
Goose. How many women are there?
Four.
She's got... Oh, she beat him. She's got the U-beat bag.
Oh, ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Alicia, welcome to the Mania and Lorenz Morning Show.
Good morning.
Alicia is a twofold. Alicia is caller number 9, so she's going to join us at our Jack's exclusive listener lounge for Kiss 95.1 this Sunday. And she's also decided to hang out and play Can't Beat Lorenz.
Cool.
What a day for you.
Yes.
Look at that. You're a winner already.
Even though I'm stuck behind a wreck on 77, this makes for a good morning.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Hopefully we try and lift people up on their commute every morning.
Yes.
So, have you played before, Alicia?
No.
Okay. First timer. Throw Lorenz out of the studio so we can try and throw you a win.
Okay, Lorenz. Get out.
I'm going.
All right. Alicia throwing Lorenz out. Lorenz walking out. She's going to slam the door here in a second. There you go. So now she can't hear anything. Just you and me and thousands of people who are stuck in traffic on 77. Alicia, question one. This Kardashian, who has 4 kids, has agreed to pay a $1.2 million fine to the feds after failing to disclose she was paid to make an Insta post. Who is that?
Ken.
Question number two. This actor had his first red carpet since the slap. Which actor slapped somebody at the Oscars?
Well,
right. After 4 years, Misery Business is officially back on the set list for the band's live shows. Which band sings that? Uh-oh, did we lose Alicia? Alicia, I lost you. Go ahead. What'd you say?
One more time, please.
Yes. After 4 years, Misery Business is officially back on the set list for this band's live shows.
Misery Business. I have no clue.
Okay, question number four. Whoopi Goldberg says this show is calmer now that Meghan McCain is no longer on the panel. What show is that?
I need to watch more TV.
Whoopi Goldberg has hosted the show for a long time.
The View?
Okay, not a bad guess. Question number five. People paid thousands of dollars for a celebrity auction. Items like learn to skateboard from pro skateboarder Tony Hawk, or smoke God's good green earth with Seth Rogen, or take a guitar lesson from this Your Body is a Wonderland singer. Who is he?
Oh, gosh. I know that one.
Three.
Oh.
Two. One. Okay, no answer, no problem.
No, we're trying.
Come on in, Lorenz.
I'll be in for a second.
Let's see how Lorenz does. You didn't do bad. You got 3 correct.
Okay.
And you've also already won the Jack's Listener Lounge, so that's good.
That's fair.
Lorenz, right, here we go.
How'd she do? You said 3?
She got 3 right.
Okay.
This Kardashian, who has 4 kids, has agreed to pay a $1.2 million fine to the feds over failing to disclose she was paid to make an Insta post. Who is that?
Kim Kardashian.
It is 1-1. We broke that news yesterday. Mm-hmm. This actor had his first red carpet since the slap. Which actor slapped somebody at the Oscars?
Will Smith.
That is correct. It is 2-2. After 4 years, Misery Business is officially back on the set list for this band's live shows. Which band sings that song?
Paramore.
Misery Business is sung by Paramore. No answer from Alicia. 3-2, Lorenz. Question 4, Whoopi Goldberg says this show is calmer now that Meghan McCain is no longer on the panel. What show is that?
The View.
The View is correct. It is 4.
Okay, good guess,
you got that one. Yeah, that was a good guess. It was 4-3, Lorenz. Question number 5, people paid thousands of dollars for a celebrity auction for charity. They auctioned off things like skateboard lessons from professional skateboarder Tony Hawk, or smoke God's good green earth with Seth Rogen, or get guitar lessons from this Your Body's a Wonderland singer.
Why can't I think of his name? It's not Michael Bublé.
3. Two.
John Mayer. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, come on.
It was John Mayer. Alicia had no answer. You finally got it in, Lorenz, just in time. Final score 5-3. You have 153 wins.
Alicia, you're not. Listen, you're walking away a winner. You just didn't.
Yes.
You couldn't beat Lorenz, so we're going to have you say it.
All right, so I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Alicia.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we'll see you up close and personal. Yeah, you guys can play Can't Beat Loren again. Well, maybe we'll play with Jax and have a rematch with you guys on Sunday.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
I'm currently blogging about that voicemail that I played a little while ago for you, where the guy had the best laugh ever.
Yeah.
People have been texting and asking, where did I get that voicemail? Someone said, thank you for playing that message. With the guy leaving a message for someone else, I was literally crying. I was laughing so hard at that.
Oh my gosh.
Someone said that guy's laugh is the best. So I'll put it up at kiss95.1.com. You guys can go listen to it. My dad. So here's what I want to talk about. Anybody else in the same boat as me where you have a parent who is dating? And it's weird because your parent who's dating is dealing with the same issues that any high schooler would be dealing with.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The drama of it. And my dad's 81 going on 82 years old.
Like I said, like I know your dad, he will say something and whoever's he is dating is like, wait, what?
Yeah, Vince, he'll say something and he'll screw up the whole date.
And then they break up, uh-huh. Then they get back together. You're right. It is like a high school relationship.
It is. So my dad is dealing with that. My mom passed away, and then my dad met somebody who's very nice. They met at church, and so he started dating her, and based on how that relationship is going or the friendship is going is based on how my dad's life goes. So he called me a couple weeks ago and he said, hey, I'm going to head back up to Jersey, go see family and friends. I haven't seen him in a long time. And I thought to myself, I guess you said something stupid and the girl you're dating isn't returning your phone calls.
Hmm.
But I didn't ask him, but I just knew that's kind of what it was, right? So that I said, all right, when are you leaving? He goes, Monday. This was like on Thursday. Geez, how long are you going for? 3 weeks. All right. I said, let me try and get over there with the kids and we'll come by and say goodbye. Yeah. I'll make sure that, you know, your car looks good and everything's good to go. Your air pressure's good because he's going to drive it.
I love that you're like the dad now sending your kid out into the world.
Yeah.
Checking his tire pressure.
Yeah, exactly. So, by the way, 704-570-9595. Share with me. Call in and tell me what it's like for your parent to currently be dating and like when you become the parent and the drama that goes on in their relationship. So I said, all right, we'll be over. And then on Saturday morning, I call them and I go, hey, I'm going to stop by. I got the kids. We'll stop by and say hi, and I'll get you all set up for Monday. I'm not going now.
Oh, I bet they got back together, huh?
Oh, why are you not going now? My friend who's here and I, you know, we decided I'm going to stay here. The weather's nice. And I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're like,
Vince,
get it together.
Dada. And then remember I told you, like, when they first started dating, he's like, give me some ideas, like, some things I can do.
Yeah.
I said, take her to the now-closed Overlook at the airport. Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't you go on a day trip? You know, we have a beautiful, beautiful state we live in. You can go 2 hours away to Lake Lore and go walk around. Go to Greenville. Go down to Fort Mill.
Your dad getting dating advice from you is hilarious.
Well, am I saying anything wrong?
No.
Right? I mean,
it's just funny. This is really funny. And then, did you ever get dating advice from your dad growing up? Like, did you ever have this exact conversation with him?
But my dad gave me the worst advice. My dad said, like,
dump her, be selfish.
Yeah, kind
There's
of.
There's too many fish in the sea. I hear Vince.
Do you really want to know what
no,
he said?
No, I don't. I really don't.
All right, I'll tell you. He said, all women look the same with the lights off.
Ah, Vince.
Don't be
See,
picky.
See, these are, that's one of the things that he says to make girlfriend mad to break up, and then we have this whole cycle again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He's guaranteed to say something stupid to get, you know.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But she comes back to him because I think she's like, I need to cool off. I need to get away from you. But he really is a good person. He just says stupid things. So, and then the other thing my dad used to tell me all the time, like if I broke up with somebody and I was like a little heartbroken, he'd be like, don't worry about it. He goes, women are like trains. There's one coming every 15 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
This is the advice that I got from my father.
Yeah, it's probably good that he's getting the advice from you now.
I can't believe that we're not getting any calls, that the phones aren't ringing on people whose parents are dating. Is my dad the only one that doesn't keep it kind of private?
Maybe your dad's the only one with drama.
Well, your mom, after your dad passed, started dating. Did she turn to you for any advice?
Kind of. I mean, she only really dated two people after my dad. Like, it wasn't like she dated.
Right, but did she come to you and say, hey, Ren, what should I wear? How am I going to get back into this dating thing? Because it's been a while.
There was a moment where she was like, I don't know, should I go out? Like, this person asked me out. And I was like, yes, you should date. And I meant multiple people, not just one person.
and then get into a long-term relationship with the next person.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. But anyway, she is now dating somebody that I actually like, and they've been in a long-term relationship. So, you know, I mean.
Sometimes my dad will say, oh, I'm sitting here with your soon-to-be new mom.
Oh, don't say that.
And
that's
what she says. She's in the background going, stop it. And I go, Dad, stop.
You got to set boundaries for Dad, man.
I go, Dad, well, that doesn't hurt my feelings. I don't care.
Because that doesn't hurt your feelings?
No, because he's saying it as a joke. Like, he doesn't.
I think you'll work that out in therapy one day.
No, I don't need therapy. I'm already worked out. My dad and I are already worked out in therapy. Okay. I really don't believe anything he says, and it doesn't really affect me like it used to when I was younger. But he'll say that, and then she'll be in the background going, stop it, that, you know, and then he laughs.
And she'll work it on therapy one day, I guess.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on KISS 95.1.
About 5 minutes away from Charlotte's Secrets. Today's secret is, when did you secretly rat out your coworker and they didn't know? You can get those calls in right now and start texting us, 704-570-9595. Care
I
to
can't
go first?
Wait. No. Oh, okay. I was just going to say, ooh, I can't wait to hear these.
I know, it'll be funny. 704-570-9595. That's the number to call us, and that's the number that our friend Loren Shantae in Lancaster called us on. Hi. Hey, Shantae, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Shantae, so you have a similar situation to Manny with your dad and dating?
Yes. My mom died about 5 years ago, and he's 56, and he started dating last year. And just the drama that's surrounded around it is ridiculous. One of the ladies is younger than me.
Oh.
And honestly, I don't know how. I'm 32.
But you don't know how your dad's pulling that.
I really don't. And she's gorgeous. but it's just, he will call and ask about dates. Like, do you think this is a good idea? Do you think this? But it's just so many of them.
So many of them.
See, my dad's 81 going on 82, and he didn't really wait that long. And, like, you know, my wife was like, does that bother you? And I'm like, no, time, the guy's clock is ticking. He's been married to one person for 50 plus years.
I guess.
And he's looking for companionship. He has no guy friends here because nobody puts up with him. So, you know, if he can find a woman that makes him happy and, by the way, can, like, go to doctor's appointments without me having to go.
You're just glad you get to pawn off some of the responsibility, Manny.
I want him to be happy. Uh-huh. The person who's still alive needs to be happy, you know?
I need my dad to be happy. Long as he's happy, I'll go with it.
Shantae, do you think he'll remarry?
No.
He's like, this is dating thing too much.
Yeah, and he was with my mom for 32 years. Mm-hmm. Most of his life.
Yeah.
Married again.
All right, Shantae. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
You never know.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. There's no way my dad will remarry. First of all, she wouldn't say yes. This current girlfriend.
He would say even if she said yes, he would say something to screw it up by the time they made it to the altar.
Wouldn't you want to go to the wedding just to see what he would say?
Heck, yes, I would.
All right, Charlotte's Secrets. We already got people on hold. When did you rat out a coworker secretly? 704-570-9595. We move on to that next.
It's time for Charlotte's Secrets.
What's today's theme, Loren, on Charlotte's Secrets?
Who did you secretly rat out at work? Did you secretly rat out a coworker? Maybe your boss?
704-570-9595. Got text messages and phone calls standing by, like Brianna in Spartanburg. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Get us going on Charlotte's Secrets. What you got?
So I work as an assistant manager at a gas station that was 24 hours, but we locked our doors from like 10 until 6 o'clock in the morning. And our third shift worker had apparently let her boyfriend in during those hours and went into the men's restroom and got condoms out of the machine and then took one of our rolly chairs into the women's restroom and did their business for over an hour.
Ow.
And I saw it on camera and had to tell my manager about it.
See, wait. People wonder why we call it moving furniture, because they literally moved the chair in move furniture.
Right. We had left it in the bathroom.
But there weren't cameras in the bathroom, right? You just saw them go into the bathroom together for over an hour.
Correct.
Okay.
Because there is a camera in the hallway where the bathrooms are.
So you saw them come out of one restroom with the fun stuff and go into the other.
Right.
Mm.
All right. Well, thank you for getting us going, Brianna. We appreciate it. Some text messages coming in on Charlotte's Secrets. When did you secretly rat out a coworker? Someone said, I had a coworker rat me out. I had an interview at another office, and I told her about it. And she had been interviewing at multiple places. To make a long story short, she went back and told my manager that I was interviewing, and he ended up letting me go, and she ended up getting my job. Ugh, how annoying is that? Someone ratted out a coworker for doing drugs in the back while on the clock. Mm-hmm. He was fired the next day. So that's a good reason to rat out a coworker. Mm-hmm. Someone said, I had an awful coworker who dumped all of her work on me constantly because she was, quote, out sick. She forgot that I followed her on Instagram and saw that she was traveling, going to clubs and shopping while she was supposed to be at work. I'm not proud, but I ratted her out. And they concluded that she was indeed skipping work and then fired her.
I got to be honest. I'm not mad at that. Like, I'm not mad that you ratted her out. Because that would annoy me. Like, it's one thing if you're doing it. It's another thing if it's affecting me. And now I'm carrying the both of us.
Yeah. A lot of people are ratting out coworkers, and they're on hold, and it's because of moving furniture in the office.
Wow, y'all are some... You can't wait until later.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, y'all are some snitches. Let them move their furniture at work. All right, we're going to hear these calls. Quick break, and we're coming right back to them. Charlotte's Secrets next.
Charlotte's Secrets.
It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show, and we are talking about... When did you rat out a coworker secretly? They never knew. Got a lot of text messages from people.
Did you see this text message that was like an accidental tattle? She said, I once took a picture of my coworker who had fallen asleep at his desk and showed it to my boss as a joke. My boss wasn't my coworker's boss, so I didn't think anything of it. The next week, he was transferred to the corporate location so they could keep a quote-unquote closer watch on him. I felt terrible.
Someone said, I ratted out a fellow pharmacy tech for stealing Oxy. I came to work the next day and the cops were arresting her. Hmm. I ratted out a coworker because he had brought meth into the work truck.
Oh, that'll do it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I ratted out a coworker for someone spitting in someone's drink. We were waitresses at a restaurant. See, a lot of these seem like they are good reasons to rat out a coworker. Yeah. But some reasons are crazy. There are so many people on hold that have moving furniture at the workplace stories to share. All right, Anonymous, you wanted a voice disguiser? Go ahead. What do you got?
I used to work for a hospital about a few years ago, and my two bosses would sleep with each other. And so I accidentally slipped up talking to the HR coordinator that happened to be one of my second cousins. Just casually drinking and talking about it, and yeah.
That sucks. You weren't putting an official complaint in to the HR people. You kind of slipped up with one of your cousins who was the HR person, and then
did you really slip up, or was that like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge? I'm slipping up and telling you.
It was kind of both. We were both drinking, and so I was like, oh, by the way, so and so is sleeping with so and so, and she asked me how I knew, and I said, well, I walked into her office to bring a report in and saw everything.
Mm. Oh my God, they were doing it in the office when you walked in on them.
In the office.
Holy cow.
How did you not get a raise? I would think that your boss would have turned around and been like, hey, let's just keep this between us.
Right.
I'll increase your salary and...
No. All right.
Well, I wanted to be petty. I told her significant other soon.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Anonymous. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I want it to be petty, she said. All right, we got more. Let's do one more round to get these calls off of hold.
That's pretty spicy. I'm down.
Somebody said that a coworker was moaning at her desk.
Oh.
And another person saw furniture moving. We'll get to that next.
It's time for Charlotte's Secrets.
Okay, Anonymous, when did you secretly rat out a coworker and they had no idea?
So it's actually very funny. This happened last week. That I had to actually rat out a coworker.
Oh, recent.
Yeah, so timely, very timely. And it's a new coworker, actually, not somebody I've worked with for a long time. And she is very close to me. You know, we have cubicles, and she's in the cubicle right over. So, you know, we're almost on top of each other. I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden I start hearing little, like, moans.
Oh.
Like, yeah, not sexual, nothing okay. crazy. But just like sort of like just like.
Oh, I think I know what
is
you mean.
Is she dying?
She's not dying.
I might be guilty of this.
I know I am. My wife gets on me when I like bend over to pick something up. I'll go like that. Or the other thing is when I'm turning the car. Like if I'm in this, like have the steering wheel, I'll go. Nah.
Well, like I mean, that's. I think like those are normal situations to groan. But she does it all day as she works. And the one benefit of the doubt I want to give her is she has her AirPods in all day while she's working.
So she probably doesn't know she's as loud as she is that she's bothering you.
She probably doesn't, but it got so bad. And I didn't want to confront her and make her feel bad about it. So I went to HR just to mention it, to see what I should do, really. You know, maybe I should write her a note. And they told me they would take care of it, don't say anything. And so HR went to her, told her not to work with her headphones in so much. And maybe she noticed what's going on, told her about the moan. She complained to me about it. Like, not...
Oh,
not
she knows it was you, dude.
No, maybe not. Maybe she's like, can you believe somebody ratted me out?
No, I think she suspects that it was you, and that's why she said it to you.
Is there anyone else near you, Anonymous, where it could be someone else?
Yeah, I mean, we're in cubicles. There's multiple people around us. So I don't think she knows it's me.
Okay.
That would be pretty smart of her to do that. I think she just... was kind of like taken aback. I'm a friendly guy, and I like her as a person. You know, I don't have a problem with her as a human being.
Is she one of those loud typers? Or is she like,
I mean, she has made that exact noise a couple times. Let me be real.
All right, thanks for the call, Anonymous. Happy working today.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
Charlotte's Secrets.
Loren, this is Bianca. Welcome to Charlotte's Secrets, Bianca. When did you secretly rat out a coworker?
This happened a couple years ago, actually. My coworker was a friend of mine, but I walked out one night and I saw her on the parking deck with our manager at a time. And our manager, I knew he was married and he had kids, and I hated him. Like, he wasn't a good guy.
Okay.
And so I made the decision that I was going to tell, you know, upper management about it, and...
Well, what were they doing? Were they just, like, hanging out together? Or, I mean, like, we have our seniors out front sometimes who all smoke cigarettes together. We call them the seniors, the high school seniors.
Yeah, they hang out at the parking deck.
Yeah.
What were they doing?
No, it was full-on, like, nudity. I could see it. I could tell exactly who was in there.
You're saying they were hooking up?
Yeah. They were in the front seat of his truck.
Mm. Well, how dumb do you have to be? These people deserve to be busted, Bianca. Because how dumb can you be, A, to be having an affair, and B, to be having the affair at work with and C, as coworkers?
Right.
Yeah. And my coworker has some very visible and very, like, unique tattoos. So I knew it was her, and I knew it his truck. And it all just added up, and eventually it blew up. Like, everybody confessed. I don't know if they ever found out it was me that...
Did anyone get fired?
He got fired, and she quit, like, within weeks. It was,
wow.
It was really uncomfortable.
Okay.
I don't know whatever happened to them. If maybe they continued. I have no idea.
I don't know, but you didn't want a voice disguiser, and you didn't care to use your own voice, your own name. So, hey, maybe they're listening now, and they know it's you.
Thanks for your confession.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
So there are some new rules in the cheating game.
Okay.
All right. I found this article from the Daily Mail, and it is a relationship expert who is saying that there's a massive shift in what women will put up with now as opposed to years ago.
Their men's misbehavior, like, thank you, Adam Levine.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I have one highlighted in big, bold letters. I wrote Adam Levine next to it, and I'll get there in a second. But she says that, you know, people are fed up with, oh, it's just men being men, or all men cheat, or, like, no, there's new rules.
Okay.
And it's your responsibility to kind of know the rules with your partner.
All right, here we go. Here's a Lorenz list on ways to keep your head up for cheating.
Yes. As far as going to certain places, if you're going to the strip club.
Yeah.
Some women are okay with it for certain cases like bachelor parties, while others consider it cheating. So you got to see where your partner stands on that.
Yeah, I mean, tell your partner that you went to lunch at a strip club and see how they react to it.
Maybe ask them. Don't tell them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe ask them, like, hey,
I know a place that does a roast beef sandwich and a lap dance, and I'm wondering if you'd be okay if I went there.
Listen, some partners are going to be open to it, and some people are not.
Partner would be like, what kind of deli is this? It's the dance deli.
Okay. It's a joke there I'm not making. Dirty dancing with someone else. While it's okay to go out and dance with your friends, when things are either flirty or touchy and feely and things get handsy, that is a definite line that you are crossing.
Okay.
Having dinner with a friend or coworker who obviously likes you. It's just bad form.
How do you know they obviously like you?
Well, I think they like probably flirt with you, like you have, like maybe you have to work with somebody, but they're constantly saying something, you know.
Throw a note at you that says, guess who likes you? Okay.
Check yes or no.
Check yes or no if you like me back.
These are the new rules of dating and cheating, according to a relationship therapist. Liking sexy photos of other people that is not your significant other. If you're posting fire emojis on a bikini shot.
Oh, come on.
You guys, you can't do it.
No.
No.
That's disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful. Sending photos to another man or woman.
No.
Can't do that either. Nobody, you know, people don't want to put up with it anymore. It is an emotional cheat, even doing that. That's how people feel now. And then finally, like I said, I highlighted this, wrote Adam Levine's name next to it, put exclamation marks.
Uh-oh.
Having DMs with somebody who wasn't originally your friend. It means you have something to hide. If your significant other doesn't know that person, you can't do it. Especially in Adam's case where they were like super flirty and inappropriate.
You still are convinced that they saw each other.
Oh, yeah. I think there was a physical relationship there. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
I mean, there's read receipts that say you're even hotter in person. So they clearly met up at some point.
Okay.
And if he liked her enough to want to name his kid after her, then I don't know.
The Bahati doesn't seem to be doing any more research. They were spotted again holding hands and
no, I think they're
snuggling.
They're trying to move past it.
It's good. Okay. All right, we'll have that blog, The New Rules of Cheating, up at kiss951.com. It's the Mandy and Lorraine Morning Show. All the hits, kiss951. Got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you go to Costco just to get a few things, or Sam's Club just to get a few things?
It's impossible. You can't go to Costco and just get a few things.
But
and
I mean,
even if you do just get a few things, you're still dropping a hundo. Like, it's like Target. You can't walk into Target and just walk out with one thing.
But unlike Target, Costco, you're getting your money's worth, if not double your money's worth, because you don't get one of something, you get 10 of something.
But don't you also feel like you're wasting more, too? I feel like I waste so much food sometimes with Costco.
Your kids aren't old enough. Once they start getting older and they start eating, especially Jax.
Oh, yeah.
Your youngest. He's going to eat you out of house and home. You're going to have a Sam's and Costco gift a club card. The reason why I ask is because Amanda's like, oh, don't forget to run to the grocery store today. And let me tell you what's on my Amazon grocery list. And I'm like, maybe because I want to get gas. I like to get gas at Costco because you get it on discount, right? So I was like, maybe I'll just swing into Costco and get a few things, which I've never done before. Whenever we go to Costco, it's like a $250 trip.
Yeah.
I need applesauce.
Okay. For an army? Do you need applesauce for an army?
No. Is that what I'm going to get?
Yes.
Okay. Orange juice, I don't mind getting at Costco because you can get three.
Okay.
And I have an outdoor fridge so I can put them in there. Milk. You can get one big thing of milk.
Mm-hmm.
The eggs. Love the eggs from Costco.
We eat a lot of eggs in our house.
That's good. Frozen fruit, I can get at Costco. Huge bag of it. Enough to feed an army.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where I don't get it. I need produce. I need turkey. Not a turkey with Thanksgiving.
No. I will say, you mean like sliced turkey, like deli meat? We get our deli meat from Costco.
You do?
Yeah.
Where do you get it?
It's like back by the cheeses and stuff, but it's the thicker cut turkey, like the real turkey breast. It's good.
By the way, sorry for the...
this is not a commercial for Costco, by the way.
And this is not an off-air conversation. I realize we are on the air, but I just thought about this. I go, does anybody go to Costco just to get a few things? Mm-hmm. Like, you never see anybody checking out with two items, three items. 704-570-9595. Can you please tell me where you... when you go to Costco and you just got one or two things?
I go to Costco and I start sending Dallas's pictures of like bounce houses and like things I don't need. And he's like, walk away. Put whatever you have down and just walk out.
Pretty sure, Nicole, you go to Costco and just pick up a few things?
Yeah, I like their coffee pods because it's so many because I go through so much.
Yeah.
K-cups. And then they have good individual protein shakes.
How many do you have to get of those?
It's like one thing. I think it comes with like 32. So I'll just get coffee and protein shake.
And you walk out?
Mm-hmm.
You're literally.
Is that worth the membership though then?
Well,
she's on Keith's.
Yeah. My dad has a membership.
I gotcha. Then yes, it is. That's worth it for her.
But so you're even better. She's there for like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
No, because the line's always so freaking long.
That's true. People like to get behind you though. Someone says, I go to Costco, I get the rotisserie chicken, in and out.
That's good. And their shrimp cocktail.
Yep. Sometimes Costco, I read an article.
You better come on and advertise with us at this point.
I know, this is really not. But do you know I read a article that Costco actually loses money on their chicken, on their like baked chicken, the roasted
rotisserie?
Chicken? Yeah, because it's so cheap. It's like one of those things that they know that they're losing money on, but they offer it to their customers just as a thank you.
I think it's delicious.
It is.
And you see it on the rotisserie thing back there turning.
It smells amazing.
Yeah. Someone says, I went for eggs and I left with 10 items.
Uh-huh.
I brought my mattress there. Walked out with just that. See, it'd be funnier if you went and you got a rotisserie chicken and a mattress.
Tires and a mattress. Yeah.
Here's a couple of other items that I need. Lemons. I can get that there. And like actual fruit. Like I do like their fruit because my kids eat so many strawberries. Their big packet of strawberries is good. So I think, and I'm going to try the turkey today. Amanda, if you're driving into work and you're listening, I'm going to get the turkey from Costco. Try it.
That's good.
I trust Lorraine. I know you do, too. Someone says, I'll go to Costco to buy dog food. We buy packaged chicken breast. If I go along, I'll buy five items at the most.
I go to Costco just to get diapers. It's probably a good find.
Crazy. Huh. All right. Hey, coming up after 9, did you know yesterday was National Boyfriend Day?
No,
What'd you do for me?
You're my work husband.
Oh, yeah. Not work boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was National Boyfriend Day, so our friends who helped write the show, Tom and the office staff, came up with a game. Who dated Taylor Swift?
Oh, everyone?
Look, wait till you see.
Who did she write a song about?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
5, 6, 7. I got 7 guys.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You want to play?
Yeah, let's play.
All right, we'll play. The Manny and Lorraine Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. Yesterday was National Boyfriends Day.
Mm-hmm.
And in honor of the wonderful boyfriends that dated Taylor Swift, our office staff put together some names. And we'll give you a little background on the boyfriend. And you have to guess which boyfriend it was who dated Taylor Swift.
Okay.
We're playing up against Patrick in Kannapolis this morning, Lorraine.
All right. Patrick, are you ready to guess Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriends?
Absolutely.
Let's do it this way. Rather than going back and forth, you get one. He gets one. Call out your name if you know the answer.
Okay.
So, Patrick, you'll yell out?
Patrick.
And, Lorraine, you'll yell out?
Lorraine.
Perfect. You guys seem to know that. You're on the board already. Look at you. 1 point each. All right, here we go. This Taylor Swift boyfriend is a famous brother.
Lorraine.
Patrick.
Lorraine, you're in first.
Joe Burrow. Joe Jonas.
It is Joe Jonas. That is correct. 1-0, Lorraine. Good for you. I didn't even get it out.
As soon as you said brother.
Yeah. Taylor sang the song about a famous brother ex-boyfriend breaking up with her on the phone on a Saturday Night Live monologue skit. Mm-hmm. All right, Patrick, let's see if you can get one out. Let's see. Swift allegedly wrote Back to December about this fellow Taylor. Yes, Patrick.
Taylor Lautner.
It is Taylor Lautner. There you go. 1-1. Wow. Yes. She wrote Back to December about this fellow Taylor who starred in Twilight. You gave me roses and I left them there to die. So this is me swallowing my pride, standing in front of you saying I'm sorry for that night. All right.
All right.
Here you go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This late Glee star and Taylor Swift. Patrick, yes.
Corey Monteith,
look at this guy. He's a Swiftologist.
I don't know if I would have gotten that one.
Patrick, are you a Swiftie?
Oh, I love Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't know that going
this is a
in.
Fair fight.
Yeah. By the way, that was Corey Monteith, and he still earned a sweet love song from the singer. It's been alleged that the song "Mine" is about Corey Monteith.
She writes songs about all of her exes.
All right, come on, Loren. Let's see if you can. Dang, it's 2-1. Patrick. The two dated for just a couple months after collaborating on Half of My Heart. Swift, who was 20, later called the Gravity Singer, then 32, out in a song.
Loren. Is it John Mayer?
It is John Mayer.
John Mayer, yeah.
The song was titled Dear John. Look at this. Look at all these people that Taylor Swift dated and all the song drama that goes around it. And I love it. All right, here we go. We got a couple more. It's 2-2. At the time, Taylor Swift, 20, was blindsided when this actor, then 29, broke up with her via text, claiming the age gap was too much.
Is it Jake Gyllenhaal?
It is Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
Dang it.
Patrick, you got to call your name out quick to be with Loren.
I know.
I'm not keeping score, by the way.
I am. It's 3-2.
Okay.
She said that the age gap was too much for the Brokeback Mountain actor and has said that there are a number of tributes to him on her Red album. All right, 3-2. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 3-3. All right, here we go. Question, boyfriend number 4. She dated this God of Mischief in 2000. Patrick. Yes.
Tom Hiddleston.
It is Tom Hiddleston. Yes. There you go. She dated this God of Mischief in 2016 for a few months. The couple was known as Hiddleswift. This former One Direction star.
Loren.
Patrick.
Loren.
Harry Styles.
That is correct. You both tied. Very good job. You both got 4 correct.
There's no Calvin Harris in there?
No Calvin Harris.
That was my favorite Taylor ex.
Who is she currently dating? No one ever gets it right on Can't Be Loren.
Go all in. I'm not even saying my name.
You got it, Patrick.
Patrick, that
nobody
was fun.
Nobody ever gets that right on Can't Be Loren.
No. Nobody ever knows it. They keep, for as public and as popular as she is, they keep that very private.
Well, it seems to be working out for her this time, so.
Yeah, but we haven't got any good new music, although some is coming.
Yes.
All right, Patrick.
We got the whole Lover album.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I like a good breakup song.
Not breakup song, yeah. Right?
I like my Taylor angry.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for playing this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Ace and TJ are coming up next. If you missed anything, you can listen to it on our replay wherever you listen to your podcast. Don't forget, teachers, we want you to win a house. Or if you work at the school, you also are in the running. Just head to kiss951.com. Thanks to our friends at Southern Charm, you'll win a house on Lake Norman. 4 days and 3 nights.
You can also still donate for our hurricane relief fund at kiss951.com/donate.
There you go. All right. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.